This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the solution, really. I want you to be part of the solution. I don't want you to be part of the problem. And the way you fix that, the way you make that happen is you get informed, you engage, right? You know what's going on? Or you have a clue as to what's going on? I should hope. And really, get your facts straight. Can we not? Let's not be like them, as I like to say. Yeah, let's not have the same issues that they have. They're reading off a Twitter. And, you know, you can't trust any of these anymore anyhow. They're reading off a Twitter feed. Look, we have moved over and are moving over and continue to move over to Parler. So go to Parler.com because, frankly, we're all moving over there. They are willing to let us, have our free speech, short of calling for the death of somebody. Other than that, you do what you want to do. Now, the only fear that I have with that, or the only concern I have, remember who dictates what apps go where and how they work. Right? So you've got the Apple Store and Google. Think about it. We'll decide what apps go where. And they may not let you grab those apps after all. You may have to go to their website to get those apps. Which I don't really have a problem with either. I think it's fine. We're going to have to go around these people because at some point in time, they're going to make it almost impossible. If they haven't already, they're going to make it almost impossible for us to get into the system. To get our information out. I know, look, in a relatively short period of time on Parler, we got three times the followers that we got on Twitter in 6 months. Tell me we're not being squelched. Some of these people even said, couldn't find you on Twitter. And an old friend of mine tried to find us on YouTube. Couldn't find us there either. It has to stop. We're also going over to Spreely.com. Check out both of those places. They're both growing. Spreely, I know, is working on so many things that you're going to love having. I mean, part of it is you know, being able to do live video. Right? I mean, so a lot of the same kind of things that Facebook has. Now, it's great that Facebook has all these outlets and they have, 2.4 billion Facebook pages. Well, great. That's good for them. Does it do anything for us, though? Does it? I mean, come on, think about it. Does it do anything for us? Right? Because it doesn't move our message forward. And as long as you're just growing tomato plants or something along the way, or maybe even dope plants, that's the only way you're going to get your message out. They're throttling back what President Trump was. Look, if they don't move on this stuff soon, it's going to be a problem. You know, we were talking about the judges. God forbid Trump doesn't make it back in or didn't make it back in. You know, you got the judges and all those judges that he's appointed that should turn out. I mean, Roberts turned out to be a real loser, didn't he? What was his response to today's ruling to Louisiana. I mean, something simple. One that I thought would be extremely simple. Look at, just make sure the doctor performing the abortion has rights to practice medicine at the local hospital. You would think that'd be a no-brainer. They have the names of women who died. Read the names of the women who died. At the hands of doctors that couldn't be admitted to the local hospital. So all the law said basically is you have to make sure you have everything in order, right? Like any good doctor would. Remember, this was supposed to be a safer procedure because we had to get the women out of the back alleys with coat hangers and all that stuff. You know, having coat hanger abortions. Yet, go watch the movie Dr. Gosnell. He is not a one-off. He is the most prolific baby killer in U.S. history. But he's not the only one. There have been other doctors after him that have been arrested. Because women are dying in their offices because they're bleeding out. They got the wrong medication, the wrong shot, wrong whatever. And the doctor didn't have admitting rights at the local hospital. You know, again, if the whole idea of the original one, no trimester abortions... This is where the Supreme Court keeps getting it wrong over and over and over again. Well, we've already ruled on this. Yes, but in the ruling you said no third trimester abortions unless you could directly prove the life of the mother was at stake. And they were not supposed to increase. It was not supposed to become an abortion mill, an industry. It was just supposed to make it safe. If a woman needed one, she could get one with the right reasons. Now we've gone from that to her body, her choice, anytime, anywhere, without exception, at a taxpayer cost. So you can have all the sex you want, unprotected, because for whatever reason, because you've got the government on your side to pay to get rid of that, what you call a blob of cells, what we call a baby, even after it's born. See, it shows you the sickness of the left. I'm just going to say it. The baby is born. If the baby is born and it's sitting on a table and you're trying to decide what to do with it, why wouldn't you just allow it to be given up for adoption? Do you hate life that much? Do you hate God that much? Are we serious here? Stroman Senior Host, listen to Real Side on TCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, it's two things easy to do. If you can't figure these out, maybe you shouldn't even be driving, okay? If you want to be involved and get a weekly email from us, it's real simple to do. Just send me, go to the website, fill in the newsletter thing, and we get an email every week. Or if you're into text messaging, text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You know, all we ever hear about is, you know, how afraid people in the street are. The police are you know, just a, you know, what was it? Sheila Jackson Lee says the only thing police do is they get dressed up in the morning, they go look to hunt down young black men. It's not helping. And it's not true. I have an uncle that, you know, again, as you guys all know it, I come from a family of police officers, or crooks, one or the other, you know. I mean, I don't mean the cops were crooks. I mean real crooks. Anyway, My uncle was in the Boston Police for 30 years. He helped start the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. And he come home telling me all kinds of stories. He telling us all kinds of stories about things that went down and things that they saw and what they have to go through. This plays havoc with their psyche as well. And they have to constantly work at making it better. So when they go out to these things that you see recently, you have cops that are being ambushed, being beaten nearly to death. You have some that are actually just shot in the back of the head like the cowards the Antifa people are. So something has changed dramatically. But you know what? These guys are still running towards danger while we're running away from it, and then we're blaming them for being bad people. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to bring people on that actually have a clue. Now, you've seen Arif Halaby on the show before with me because he's guest hosted or he's been on with me, but you don't know that he was a Los Angeles police officer for a little over 11 years. Now, he's on to discuss what these policemen go through pretty much on a daily basis. And I'll tell you what, you can thank God I'm not a cop because I lock up half of L.A. when I see what they're doing out there to other people. Arif, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate you coming in and let me talk, having me come in and talk about, I think, a pretty important topic. A lot of men and women that serve in the departments do so for generally different reasons. Sometimes they needed a job. Sometimes they wanted to serve. Sometimes it was just in their blood because they saw it as a historical precedent because of their family, mom, dad, brother,
right.
Long history. But let me explain something to you that's happening now. The one thing that bleeds through every single man and woman on the job, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Every single one is courage. It's the kind of courage because when you hear a noise in your backyard, it might have been the wind, it could have been a raccoon, who knows what it is. But you hear the noise in your backyard in the middle of the night, and guess what? You stay inside, and you call 911.
I usually tell Tammy to go check it out.
Yeah. Or you have somebody who's tough like Tammy.
Yeah.
And what happens on the other side of this is the men and women who have never been in your backyard. Now, if there's a bad guy there trying to get in the back window, he or she has been there. They know what the layout of the backyard is. They know what it's like. I've never been to your backyard. And now I'm going to walk in and walk around where this person had time to hide, to sneak up with a shovel or a gun or worse, right?
Right.
And now you're stuck in a position to be helping and serving somebody else when nobody else is going to go in your backyard. Call the water and power.
Yep.
Right. Call your congressman or woman. And what fries me more than anything is that if you're going to push good men and women off the job, and they will go, because if they are qualified with degrees in certain fields, with a good background in law enforcement, they will leave. And they will go to agencies that respect them, like the Marshal Service or the FBI or the ATF. I mean, they'll go to other agencies, other cities across the board, certain police departments in Texas and Arizona that respect the men and women.
Yeah.
And who are you left with? You're left with the guys whose background investigations couldn't be cleared to go to those other agencies. So you have a dilution of good men and women and a concentration of not so great officers. And even though there might be just a few of them, they're the only ones that are left. And better or worse, when I was a recruiter for the LAPD, I can tell you this. It was difficult. We had to test 1,200, I'm going back to 1995, 1,200 candidates to get one that would finish the academy. 1,200 to one.
Wow.
So we expanded our recruitment to other states and cities across the country, all the way as far as Washington, D.C. I led the first ever trip to Washington, D.C., and I did that in 1995 for police recruiting, LAPD recruiting, to go to that side of the country.
Wow. You went all the way to Washington, D.C. to get recruits?
I did.
Recruits.
It was an amazing trip. In fact, wow. I got a special tour of the White House. Great service to see how the men and women of the East Coast did their job. And we did bring back many candidates, many folks that wanted to come because of the legendary LAPD. Look, when I say that there's going to be a concentration of not so great officers, look at New Orleans in the 1980s, PD, right? New Orleans PD. Look at Miami PD. When I was going through the academy in the late 80s, here's what we heard as examples. We saw that as an example. When I don't know what percentage, 10, 20% of Miami PD was arrested for running one of the largest drug rings. when New Orleans PD had to work two and three and four jobs just to pay their bills because nobody wanted to do it. That's what you get. You don't have a professional agency where men and women say, I'm willing to put my life on the line for you. And I'm going to do so for an average pay. I mean, today, listen, you can do okay. You do a 30-year career. If you plan it right, you could retire a millionaire, but you're saving, you know, $800, $1,000 a month. You're putting it into your retirement account. You're not getting into debt over your ears. You can still be, you know, reasonably good financially speaking.
So I want to get back to something, though, that you've talked to me. We are friends. We talk to each other on a regular basis. And, you know, when I was becoming a pilot, when I became a pilot, you train for all these things, engine failure and this breaks and that breaks. And you know what's coming, right? Because you're with your flight instructor. You go, okay, we're going to practice tail rotor failure. We're going to practice engine failure. So there's no puckers factor, right? You do the same thing as cops. You know, psychologically you practice what to do out there in the field. But the reality is when you actually get out there, when you actually do that traffic stop, when you actually go into a domestic dispute, which they're going to send out counselors now, right? And the cops aren't going to be allowed in some states to bring their guns to a domestic
argument. Nobody's going to show up.
That's right.
I can promise you guys this. The most volatile cases I've ever been on were domestic violence.
Yep.
And here's why. People say, well, we've heard it is. Why is the case? Because when you're a victim of a robbery, right, when somebody puts a gun in your face or beats you or rape what do? You don't side with the burglar. But when someone's taking your husband to jail and you see a paycheck leaving the back door, you go, well, you know what, maybe the bad guys are the police.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. But I want to talk about that psychological moment where you trained for this, but this isn't the same as the training. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Jumbo Senior Host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Arif Halaby right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that a Louisiana law requiring individuals who perform abortions at clinics with admitting privileges in nearby hospitals is unconstitutional as it places an undue burden on women seeking abortions. The court ruled 5-4 in the case, June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, with Chief Justice John Roberts casting the deciding vote, siding with the court's liberal justices. In dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, "Today, a majority of the court perpetuates its ill-found abortion jurisprudence by enjoying a perfectly legitimate state law and doing so without jurisdiction." Thomas claims that those performing abortions do not have standing to challenge laws on the basis they restrict the ability to get an abortion because it's not their rights that are at issue, but of the potential patients only. Thomas went on to flatly state that abortion precedents are grievously wrong and need to be overruled. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always text me or be part of our text alert program by simply texting TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. Arif Halaby joins me, who was a Los Angeles police officer for over 11 years. You know, we want to discuss what really goes on in the field. I am so tired of hearing about, well, they should have their act together and they should be able to put a... Look, if you ever spit in my face, I'd probably knock you out.
It's amazing. The difference is never to be trained to do something like at work, right? Think of a regular job. If this happens, then this happens. You're actually trained and hired because you know how to think. Because it's thinking on your feet. It's that ability to adapt and overcome. It's no different than special forces, right? The old story is everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
The moment that happens, right, you go in the ring or you go in your UFC fight, or I've gone into a room where the husband beat the daylights out of this lady. It was easy. We're taking him to jail. We just had to make sure the things were in order. We were kind enough to let him have some shoes, right? We said, hey, put some shoes on, okay? And one of my partners went with the wife to the bedroom to bring the shoes out. And as soon as we put the handcuffs on this guy, she's jumping on our back, and we're flying over, couches are tipping over, and vases are breaking, and all across the room, it looked like somebody threw a party, Animal House. And we had to realize that in this situation, we had two bad guys, right? So nothing changes if you think that you're going to disarm or neuter or emasculate, you pick the word, right? Law enforcement, here's what takes place. It's the first to suffer are women, children, and older people.
Yep.
Because all you have to do is walk through the projects. You see, somebody controls the projects. If it isn't law enforcement, it's the bad guys. There's always one or two that lead a gang of 10 or 12, and they run the projects. Their job is to walk through them, through their collect payoff money, to tell who and what to get what, and they know when the welfare checks come in, they know when Social Security checks come in, they know when people get paid.
Yeah.
And they walk through and they collect protection money. So if it isn't law enforcement, then those folks are the victims. And often they're minorities. You realize the liberals that live on the west side of Los Angeles or the south side or the the west side of Chicago, wherever the nicer parts right. are of these cities and states, they don't feel a thing. They don't get off the freeways, the tollways. They don't get off the interstates to see what it's like in, quote, your neighborhood. But the police do. Look, I went through the Los Angeles riots. I had about 3, 4, maybe 5 years on the job during the LA riots. And I happened to work that night. The first night of the riots was 34 hours I stayed awake. We were chasing people. I mean, we had stuff thrown at us. We had a 15-minute sleep break. I don't know.
Are you suggesting that maybe they didn't want you there?
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning in a burnt-out Bank of America building in Los Angeles. And so 15 minutes, that was it. And we took turns sleeping. And so I think all of us had maybe 10 minutes of, rest in between. So maybe we were out for 35, 45 minutes of patrol. But then we were back. And I share this with you because here's what took place. We had people that came to us and thanked us.
Yeah.
Because they knew that the only reason they were safe was because we were there. And here's what I noticed. You see, people follow the rules for one of two reasons. Usually both, at least we used to be. They follow the rules because they have the fear of God or the Almighty or whatever their higher moral power is. Or they have the fear of the police. Getting caught, paying a fine, going to jail. That's the only two reasons that people follow the rules, right? You can say the first one I gave you was a conscience, whatever.
Right.
But when you take God out of schools, you remove morality out of the universal and it becomes, well, it's up to you. There's no universal truth. When you remove that and then you take the power away from law enforcement. I don't mean bad guys, right? There's bad everything. But when you take the power away from law enforcement and you've removed God from the family, there's no more reason to stop at the stop sign at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
There's no reason to say, well, I want that, so it's mine. The only reason a bad guy grabs a lady's purse is because his self-esteem was so high. Not self-worth. Don't get me wrong, people. Self-esteem was so high that he thought that your purse was his. And when he chose it, it's mine. And so you will see women and children and older people be the victims first. And men and women, I'm going to tell you guys out there, if you think that it's going to happen to somebody else's neighborhood and it's not your problem, listen, I'm generally a pretty optimistic person. But I can tell you this. You have to stand up. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. First, you need to organize. You see, the bad guys have something that you don't. They have passion. And they have unemployment checks. Or welfare checks. Or social security disability checks. Whatever scam or other things that these guys are running. Because they're not hurt. They're able to break stuff. They're able to run. You need to organize. Because if you don't, men and women, I don't care your race. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, they will take from you until there's 40 people knocking at your door and you have 10 rounds in your magazine and there's nothing you can do about it. You need to stop these people. And I'm not talking about an armed stop. First, you organize pro-law enforcement. You let the police know that the courage that they had before will be backed today. You let law enforcement know that you have their back. And you hold in all of your towns across the country pro-police, pro-law enforcement. You know, the four guys, especially the officer who had his knee on the neck of that Mr. Floyd. First of all, you understand Mr. Floyd was a bad guy. At least made bad choices. Doesn't deserve to die, I didn't say that.
Right.
But he was a drug addict. He was a drug user. He had done some pretty bad crimes, and he did not choose to turn his life around. He wanted to continue that. Nothing wrong with him just going to jail. That's the way it goes. Happens right. 1,000 times a day. The problem was the officer used excessive force. That's the story. The story is not about black or white. The officer used excessive force. And the officer is and should be punished for that, whatever that is.
Right.
He lost his wife.
Agrees with that.
That's right.
Nobody
so,
of the same
so I don't
mind
know what,
disagrees with
it's
it.
Not, there, and people are, you know, walking with pitchforks and fire and saying, you know, put him in jail. Look, guys, he's done. He's lost everything.
Yep.
Financially ruined. He lost his family. He lost his job. He will soon probably lose his life if he goes to prison. It's over. All right. Maybe 30 years in prison. I don't know how long he's going to be in prison.
Bad.
Yeah. So that's done. So what else does everybody else want? And now you have these law enforcement critics, the de Blasios, the Mayor Garcettis. Folks, let me explain something very clearly. These men are cowards with a capital C. These men could not hold a candle. They squeal and scream when bad guys come knocking at the door. It's the reason they still have police protection. And you don't.
Yep.
You need to unionize yourself. You need to get together. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, as a law enforcement veteran, and it was actually 10 years, 7 months, and 3 days, but I wasn't counting. As a law enforcement veteran and friends that still have that career,
mm-hmm.
mine was taken away. I was in a big car accident. I had a bunch of back and knee surgeries, so I had to retire. But that was, you know, 25 years ago. There are men and women that are still serving, much more courageous than probably I ever was, because they have to deal today. But you need to demand, folks, I'm telling you, demand body cams for your mayor and your politicians, your city councilmen and women, when they are in council. You need body cams when they walk around their office. When they are on duty, you go, Eric, that's silly. No. You guys make decisions that are life and death. You just told me that. So you have to play the game that these people are playing. Because you are the couth person. Is that, I don't know, did I say that right, Joe?
Hey, works for me.
Classy man that you are. You are the person who sits at home and thinks that the world is going to be fixed by others. I'm sorry, the door is now being knocked. You have to do something.
We have to go to a commercial. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back. You know, again, the two sides of the story, and they're real. We'll be back in a minute.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved in the game. You got to be involved being engaged. Let me get back to my guest. Arif Halaby joins me. He's been a guest host on the show. He's got his own show. Arif, before we get too far along here, why don't you tell people about your show and how they can find you?
Oh, yeah, you can get us on Salem, the Salem Radio Network. We're on every Sunday morning, and, of course, we have our podcast. So it's every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's pretty nice because it gives you a chance to learn about the financial world, and that's kind of our specialty. You get a chance to also hear about my story. You know, I got scammed and taken for about $150,000, about my whole life savings in my mid-20s, late 20s, right about the time I was injured on the police department, and I had to figure out why that happened. So I did and started a financial company, and 24 years later, here we are.
So I want to get back to, and people, you need to check them out. And what's your website?
It's tfswealth.com. It stands for Total Financial Solutions. So the initials T, as for total, F, as in financial, S, as in Sam, because it's really solutions, but it's TFSWealth.com.
Yeah, well, some of it goes to Sam, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so 11 years, just shy of 11 years, on the Los Angeles Police Force, which is a very diverse force. I think it's really funny, as people were screaming about diversity, I did some numbers and found out that the Los Angeles Police Force has a little over 10,000 men and women, and it actually is a majority-minority.
It's exactly right. In fact, you have all across the board, commanders, which is, you know, one level above. If you basically go to the top down, you have the chief, the assistant chief, deputy chief, you have commanders, captains, and there's, you know, various levels, three different levels of captains. But all through the command staff, the people that make the decisions on something like, on an agency like the LAPD, most of them are minorities.
And, that's impossible. You've got to be lying.
Yeah, it's a very odd thing. And you look at the cities that we're burning and their Democrat mayor, and most of them have black mayors, black police chiefs. Look, the last time we had this kind of problem was the Rodney King incident.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they say the Rodney King beating. I don't know. I worked that night, and I happened to be in the division that was next to the Foothill Division. I was in the Van Nuys Division, and I was rolling to the call. And I was a young policeman, all, as they say, full of vinegar. And my partner was so good. He was been on the job longer. And he said, you know what, Arif? We got a call back in our area. Why don't we turn around? So we didn't go, thankfully, because they fired everybody that was new, everybody that was on probation, everybody that had anything to do with it had to go through weeks, months, if not years of investigation. But let me clear something
up. Daryl
Gates.
Yeah. Chief
Gates.
He was an interesting guy in and of himself.
You know, it's funny because folks, he portrayed him in the media exactly the opposite of what he was.
Was he?
Yeah, for example, they portrayed him as, you know, let officers run loose, and he was a loose cannon, and he was exactly the opposite. He fired more policemen. He had zero tolerance for dishonored, zero tolerance for lying. I mean, he was a pretty harsh disciplinarian. And when they came along and they said, oh, you know, he's letting folks get away with everything, we all looked and said, who are they talking about? You know, the Rodney King incident, this is basically a mirror image, but technology, you know, has really driven this to a different level. I'll give you a good example. How many people were in the car with Rodney King?
I have no idea.
That's right. Most people say one. Rodney. He's the one that got beat up. There were three. In fact, there were three male blacks total. Rodney and two others. Why did the other two men were arrested or handcuffed? Because the pursuit lasted for quite some time. The other two men were arrested, booked, whatever the process was, whatever they went through, released. But none of them got beat. Rodney King, why? Because there's something that we call a normal. Now, not a normal that you might think, because it's not your career. For example, when you're driving down the street and the police stop you, what do? You hit the lights, the sirens, you pull over to a safe place, you shut off the car, do what you can. But what happens when somebody does something that's not normal? You see, that's when the hair on the back of your neck, you know, the little spider senses start tingling. We have a normal with everything. The way you act, even when you're nervous, that's a normal. When you're not nervous, that's something wrong.
Well, you and I were talking at a break, and I said, look, you get pulled over, to your point, you shut off the car, roll down the windows, put your hands on the steering wheel. That brings the stress level, I would imagine, not been a cop. That brings the stress level down from, you know, 9.8, you know, down to what, 4.7? I mean, it just...
It does a lot. There's two things that occur. One is they think you might be a police officer, or you might be a family member of a police officer. And here's... I'll give it to you. I'll give you guys the trick. Ready? Doesn't matter day or night. You get pulled over. You pull over to a safe place. You open all the windows. You take your key out of the ignition, if you have a key in the ignition, and you set it on the top of the dashboard. So that means you shut your car off, and it's on the top of the dashboard, just above the steering wheel, and your hands are in plain sight above the steering wheel. Now, if it's dark, you turn on your interior lights. And immediately the officer is taking a couple deep breaths and say, you know what? This person is either in law enforcement, has family in law enforcement, friends that are in law enforcement. Now, maybe none of that is
true. Or he's been pulled over 27 times before. He knows the drill.
Or he's wanted. And what that does from the normal standpoint is that puts you in a much better category for a, okay, here's a warning, drive on your way.
Yeah.
Because the law enforcement officers always have the discretion. It's a lot of power to give somebody. That's why the background investigations alone. So I was a background investigator for LAPD in 1995. In that period of time, for every single male or female police officer, for every single person, we would do anywhere between 100 and 110 checks. In other words, your neighbor, next door, across the street, upstairs, down the hall. We would check with your supervisor, your subordinates, your coworkers, your girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your boyfriend. We would check family members, everybody. And a lot more power was given and credibility to the people that you chose to hang out with. Now, I had a partner whose dad was in prison for smuggling cocaine, but he didn't hang out with them. Because you can't choose your dad.
Right.
You can choose your best friend. You can choose who you call friend, who you hang out with. So there's a lot of power given to the decisions in law enforcement, and that's why when we make bad ones, you go to jail. Prisons are filled with law enforcement, former law enforcement guys.
Yeah. Listen, I think you and I were talking one day, and I've been doing this every night just to make sure that people understand. When you put numbers out, and I'll do these really quick because I don't want to eat up all your time. 7,000 black men a year are shot. Almost in every case, it's by another black man. All right? There are 375 million interactions by police officers a year with civilians. 10 million result in some kind of action, to your point, whether it's a warning, a ticket, or whatever. All right? A little over 1,000 shots are usually fired, or a little over 1,000 shots last year were fired. 42 on unarmed suspects. 19 of those 42 were white, and they were killed. 9 were black, and they were killed. Of the nine of the officers involved in the 9 shootings, 5 of them were convicted of manslaughter or whatever it was. They went to jail. 4 were not because community members rose up and said no. They were justified in what they did. Okay, so, not, and again, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because there's no outrage in Chicago. And you'd have to go 20 years. The police would have to go 20 years to kill as many black men as they do in Chicago in a weekend. This makes absolutely no sense to me.
This is important you guys know this. You want to fight Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it's very simple to do it. You need to hold signs that support law enforcement. You need to hold All Lives Matter signs. You need to mute them with exact force back.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do that with the ideas. You have to do that with the voices, with the screaming, with the yelling. Guys, listen, the playing nice is over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wish it wasn't. I have children, I love life. But if you don't stop it now, you will stop it at your doorstep if you can.
Like that couple in St. Louis.
It's exactly right. People wonder, oh, look at those people, you know, just marchers walking down the street. No, they broke into a gated community, and they threatened them.
Yep.
And the folks said, well, come on, knocking on our door, I guess. Because law enforcement, the only reason that in a place like LAPD, where there's about 160 to 200 officers on the street at any one time, for 4 million people, 4 million people, 200 on the street. The reason is that law enforcement can work is because people self-police because of fear of God or fear of getting in trouble. That's it.
Yep. Yeah.
And when you remove those things, 200 officers can do nothing. Nothing.
No. They're a little outnumbered. All right, listen, real quick, tell people again where they get a hold of you. Got about 10 seconds.
Hey, folks, 888-99-RETIRE. That's my personal office number. 888-99-RETIRE.
Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live tomorrow night. Brad Dacus joins us, and we're going to talk about what happened to Robertson. I mean, seriously, did he go rogue, or has he always been like this? Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.